Dr. Pinsky dictated in Mount Miami on June 29 regarding Kwame K-W-A-M-I Williams. Kwame Williams is a 40-year-old male who reports he injured his left upper extremity at work on 6-9-19 when it got caught in the machine he was cleaning. Brady was seen at Cooper Hospital emergency room the same day. Brady has further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but is unaware of his final diagnosis. Brady completed his course of active treatment in January 2022. Paired new paragraph, and certainly summary from Dr. Sitta. New paragraph, physical exam. Upper extremities. His hands were cold to touch. Period. His left thumb motion was intact, but flexion of the other fingers was decreased. Brady had essentially a drop hand on the left. Period. On the dorsal left hand was a 3x3 inch score. Period. There was a linear score on the dorsal forearm measuring 8 inches in length. Period. On the left volar wrist was a 1/2 inch linear score. Period. On the lateral upper arm was a 2 inch score. Period. There were then 3 scores about the mid portion of the arm. Period. On its medial aspect, it measured 4 inches in length, comma, lateral aspect 4 inches in length, comma, and then centrally approximately 5 inches in length. Period. There was no swelling, but there was atrophy of the left mid biceps. Period. Motion of the left elbow was from 30 to 75 degrees of flexion with 0 degrees of supination and pronation. Period. Left wrist radial deviation was 15 degrees compared to 20 degrees, which is normal on the right. Period. There was 15 degrees of left wrist extension. Period. There was 0 degrees of left ulnar deviation, but flexion was full. Period. As noted above, he had decreased motion about the fingers of the left hand, saving the thumb. Period. These were all intact on the right. Period. Manual muscle testing was 3- for left hand grasp, comma 4+ for left pinch grip, comma 3+ for left wrist extension, comma 4 for left wrist flexion, comma 4- for left interosseous musculature. But this was 5/5 on the right. Period. Decreased fine motor capabilities on the left, but gross motor function was intact bilaterally. Period. Peripheral pulses and soft touch sensations were intact. Period. Subjectively decreased pinprick sensation from 4 inches inferior to the antecubital area distally on the left, but this was intact on the right. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulders were deferred. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the left upper extremity were also thought to be negative or not performed. Period. Several could not be done due to the mechanics of his left arm. Period. And then cervical is normal. Lower extremities, he revealed a 7-inch curvilinear scar in the medial left thigh, which was a donor graft site for his surgeries. Period. Impressions on 6-9-19, Kwame Williams' left arm got caught in a machine he was cleaning. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day and underwent numerous x-rays. Pretty quickly underwent surgery that same day to be inserted here. Period, a series of additional surgeries running through 6/19/19 when he scratched it through 6/19/19. Bridget was discharged from the hospital on 6/24/19. Bridget, paragraph, he continued to follow up with his specialists post-operatively. Bridget had occupational therapy and additional invasive procedures performed to be inserted here. Bridget, ultimately, he participated in an FCE on 3/30/21. That found him capable in the marginal medium physical demand category. Period, left repetitive upper extremity motion was contraindicated. Period, he was deemed unable to perform the full extent of his job as a baler operator. Period, Dr. Fuller placed him at maximum medical improvement again on 4/29/21, having reviewed these results. Period, his range of motion on that visit of 8/25/21 and then the last one on 2/24/22 were documented. These will be compared to the current range of motion on my exam. Period. New paragraph. There is ...15% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm, period. This is for the residuals of the traumatic injury he sustained, leading to several surgeries to repair not only musculoskeletal tissue, but a brachial artery and tendon, period, and